AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A high-profile murder trial has wrapped up in Charleston, South Carolina. AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins reports Dylan Roof, a 22-year-old white man, has been convicted in the slaying of 9 black church members.
A federal jury found Dylan Roof guilty of 33 counts, including hate crimes for killing 9 worshipers at a Charleston church. The convictions mean that the same jury will determine if Roof faces the death penalty on January the 3rd.
The top Democrat in the Senate is convinced that Russia was involved in U.S. cyber attacks.
To outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, there's no doubt Russian leader Vladimir Putin was personally involved in cyber attacks that were aimed at impacting the election.
The answer is clearly yes. And his having been former head of the KGB, does that surprise you? And does it surprise anybody today when he denied it?
Reid also renewed his sharp criticism of FBI Director James Comey for failing to investigate the cyber attacks while sending the letter about the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server that many Democrats believe cost her the election. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's very concerned about reports of Russia's involvement in cyber attacks.
How concerned am I? On a scale of 1 to 100, I'm concerned 100.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports an Army Inspector General memo obtained by the Associated Press shows an increase this year in sexual misconduct and harassment allegations against senior officers.
It's a small number of cases, but represents some of the most serious misconduct concerns the military's facing, and that the issues are in the higher ranks. There were nearly 50 allegations in the past budget year. Reprisal was the most frequent one listed in the memo from the Army's Inspector General. It says while many allegations are quickly dismissed, a growing percentage are being substantiated.
This is AP Radio News. A winter storm is making driving very treacherous. Justin Ross, a truck driver involved in a massive pileup involving 59 vehicles on I-80 in Pennsylvania, told WJAC-TV once the first crash occurred, vehicles plowed into each other.
Traffic was stopped. I tried to stop. I got pushed over into the other lane, and I stopped, and other cars started coming along. Truck passed over. It was going about 60, got into the ditch, and then it just started piling up after that.
Vice President Joe Biden is among those expected to speak at a public memorial service for former astronaut and Ohio Senator John Glenn. Organizers of the service at Ohio State University on Saturday say Biden and NASA Administrator Charles Bolden are scheduled to speak. Turner Sports says Craig Sager, the longtime NBA sideline reporter famous for his flashy suits, died today after a battle with cancer. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.